It's never too late, and you're never too old to start your next chapter in your life. I am in my late 50s, and I did just that. I went through a divorce, I moved 1,200 miles away, and I'm having a huge leap of faith and trusting my guidance, trusting my team, and trusting my higher self that everything is going to be working out just fine. And if you've ever gone through a period in your life where you are struggling so badly and you're thinking, how can you possibly get through one more day? All we have to do is make a decision to take a step. On today's episode of Raise Your Vibe and Heal, I'm going to share a little bit about my personal journey of going through the dark night of the soul. I'm going to share a message from Spirit, and I'll also give you a little breathwork technique to help you with clearing and shifting some energy. Welcome. If you're new to my podcast, my name is Lisa, and the goal here is to help you feel empowered, clear, and remove stress, tension, energies so that you can heal and it's easier for you to connect with your own inner wisdom and your inner guidance system. I just went through the dark night of the soul, and it was not fun. This is where emotions, feelings, belief systems start coming to the surface. Some of them I know were inherited belief systems from my ancestry. So the year prior to leaving my marriage, I made the decision I was going to see how my husband at the time and I interacted, suggested therapy. That was a no-go. Watched actions, myself and him, and just see if we worked or didn't work. We hadn't been working for a long time, but just wanted to give it a year before I threw in the towel. 3 years ago, approached him and said, look, not working. He agreed, and I moved out. Now, here's the thing. I haven't had a full-time job since my kids were small. I used to work as a corporate engineer. I then stayed home with my family, became a massage therapist and craniosacral therapist. Making this decision was probably the toughest decision because it was going to change everything. I know that nobody going into a marriage really truly believes that they're going to end in divorce. And what it really came down to was I could stay in a marriage that wasn't working for either one of us. I could feel stuck. I could feel like this weight was on my heart, or I could take a leap of faith and trust my intuition, trust my team that had been working more intentionally with me since 2016 when they first came in and I started sharing the frequencies through my voice. So I made a decision. This wasn't working and I had to leave. Right before I moved out, because of all the stress, the tension, the fear, the anxiety, the depression, all of that, and my fear of how was I going to take care of myself? How was this divorce going to work? How, you know, was it going to be contentious? Was it going to be smooth? And of course, divorce is never easy peasy, right? It stinks. It is not a fun process. But I had to take the leap of faith. I had to do it. And I know it took a lot of courage and it took a lot of trust for me to get to that point because I knew I was going to have to support myself. I knew that I was going to have to figure out a whole new life, a whole new normal. And here I am in my late 50s, and how is this going to work? So made a decision. I trusted my team, and the back pain hit. So if you are familiar, everything starts in that energetic field. So all these things that I was thinking about and feeling, and some of them I believe were inherited ancestral energies and belief patterns that were being triggered. My back started to hurt. Well, low back, root chakra, those are your basic needs being met, safety and security. That was being activated and triggered. So I went through a period of 2 years where my emotions were up and down, up and down, up and down. And really, I feel like going through this journey, it's about coming to a place of balance. So making a decision, trusting my team, taking care of myself. So going for nature walks. Nature is incredibly powerful to help with nurturing and helping us navigate our emotions, as well as just helping us come to a state of balance. Now, you are not broken. If you're going through something right now and you're feeling like there's no possible way you're ever going to make it through, I understand. I understand. I did not know how I was going to get through a divorce that was difficult, but here I am. I have been divorced a year. I moved 1,200 miles away, and I am meeting people I would have never met if I hadn't taken the leap of faith. Now, interestingly enough, I asked for a card. I asked for a message from spirit from my angel deck, and one literally flew out of the deck, and it's number 4, be a light to others. You have a powerful message to share. Share your light on the world so that others can learn from you. And this is why we are doing our inner work. Yes, this applies to me, but it also applies to you. Okay? So what is it going to take for you to be a light to others? Does that mean you're going to have to redefine what your role is in your relationships? Does that mean you're going to have to look for another job opportunity? Does that mean you're going to have to start new relationships or end relationships? I don't know. Only you can answer that question. But Spirit is reminding us that our job is to be a light to others, that our job in order to do that is to work on our own stuff. And sometimes it means having to walk away from a difficult, painful situation and doing your inner work. And I understand that because I just went through this. So what can you do when you're going through something like this? Make sure you have a network, a support system, whether it's mentors for a new job, whether it's a trusted friend that will you can talk to no matter what's going on, counselors, therapists, medical professionals, massage therapists, anything and anyone who's going to support you on this journey as you are transitioning into this, whatever this new thing is for you, this big change that you're making, even at the age of 50. Okay, so you're trusting your guidance system easier, more and more each day, I hope. Journaling, going on nature walks. And really what I learned about navigating what I consider this dark night of the soul was I'd be in the low, low, lows, and then I'd switch to some highs, and then low, low, lows, and then some highs, and it would just kind of go back and forth. But really this journey is about learning how to come to a place of balance with your emotions. Now, when you're going through some really difficult times, you're going to be deep diving into some emotions you may have suppressed and kept locked and hidden for a very long time. The hardest thing about going through the extreme emotions is that I feel like it can be very taxing on your energy as well as your physical body. So try to come to a state of balance. And that's where the nature walks, the journaling, looking at your inner child work, getting some body work helps bring you into a state of balance. Breath work is something that I learned while I was going through my divorce and I became a certified breath work coach. I incorporated breath work, not as much as I could have and should have, but when I did remember to do it, it would be very helpful in bringing my nervous system to a state of balance. And I'm going to teach you a quick technique here in a second that will help with that. I often think that the hardest thing to do is just making that decision in the first place. Put together some type of a plan, have your support network in place, breathe. That's going to be important. Another thing you can do is do a burning ceremony. So what do I mean by that? Write a letter to, it could be a letter to your boss that you're not going to ever give, or a letter to your partner or your ex-spouse or whoever you're having difficulty and conflict with that is part of you making this big change. Or maybe you've made the big change, but you still have these residual feelings that you still need to process. And write whatever is on your heart down on this letter. If this is for you, don't censor yourself. Write it all out. Just write it all out and then burn it. And after you do that burning ceremony, then be ready to replace that energy, whatever that energy was occupying, with something else. Have a plan with that too. Make a plan that maybe you're going to do some sort of a creative endeavor. Maybe you're going to start working out more. Maybe you're going to be getting together with friends more. You know, whatever it is that's going to help replace that energy where you were so frustrated, because you may feel a shift with that. So we talk about how breathing can help bring you to a state of balance. I'm going to teach you a quick technique that will help you if you're feeling stressed and anxious and need something super quick. Now, this is a technique that will calm your nervous system very quickly. It's going to help bring you back to a state of balance. What you're going to do is you're going to inhale and exhale 3 times. And then on the inhale, you're going to hold your breath for up to 30 seconds. So let's do this together. So you're going to just gently, just going to inhale and exhale at your own pace. Inhale and exhale. Now on this third inhale, you're going to hold your breath up to 30 seconds. Now I'm going to talk for a little bit and you just hold it for up to 30 seconds. So what this breathing does is it increases your carbon dioxide a little bit. What carbon dioxide does is it helps to relax. It helps to open up your blood vessels, vasodilation, so that you're able to move more from that fight or flight state into relax, digest. So whenever you feel ready, go ahead and exhale that breath. Like I said, once it's been up to 30 seconds, and you can do that a couple of times if you're feeling like the first time wasn't just enough. I just want to share with you that you are very courageous for starting a new chapter. I want to share with you that starting over isn't easy, but it can be completely worth it. I am so grateful that you joined me here today. And until next time, please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Thank you. Love and blessings. Please remember that anything that is shared here is never meant to replace a medical or mental health diagnosis. Please always seek the appropriate treatment as needed. Thank you.